Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs!
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
It is time for the Bulletin Blitz, the April 3rd, 2025 edition. I am Bart Winkler. With us tonight, Alex Azar. Al, good to talk to you again. What's happening? I don't know if you like yes. people call you that or not.
I was about to say, I don't think anyone has ever called me Al before.
So never Big Al?
No, I'm not a big person if you were to ever meet me in person.
Oh, but that's sometimes people do that when there's a little guy, they call him Big Al, or if there's a big guy, they call him, like, there was this bouncer at this bar we used to go to all the time was a pretty large man. We called him Skinny Pete. I don't know. His name wasn't even close to Pete.
Oh, that was the part that you didn't know what to call him, but the skinny part was good.
Actually, you just didn't know his name.
You didn't know his name, so we're just, okay. All right, let's move on. We got an NFL slate here for tonight's Bulletin Blitz. Here's what Adam Schefter had to say. Trey McBride is now the highest paid tight end of all time. Here's what he has to say.
All right, Lauren, moments ago, the Arizona Cardinals reached agreement with tight end Trey McBride, making him the highest paid tight end in NFL history, a new benchmark deal, 4 years, $76 million, including $43 million guaranteed. That's a $19 million per year average, which becomes the new threshold for tight ends.
He had a great year last year with the Cardinals, 111 grabs, 1,100 yards. The touchdowns didn't come until later in the season. So he had a bunch of catches, but he did not score until December 28th and then scored again the following week against the Niners. So maybe that's why I don't think his superstardom, we'll say, is as big as it could be. He's kind of like forgotten, and he's very much deserving of this money. But George Kittle had sort of a renaissance here. Of course, we're always wrapped up in Travis Kelce, and Brock Bowers has come on to possibly be the best tight end overall in the league. But Trey McBride, this is certainly worth it, certainly a move the Cardinals should make with him and Marvin Harrison Jr. And, you know, they just need better from Kyler Murray. And they might have a pretty decent team, but I don't know that Kyler Murray gets them to anything better than 9-8 or 8-9. So they've got some good pieces around the former second baseman. But he's got to make a leap, I think. And I think the clock's ticking on that for Kyler.
I feel like they're banking on him to actually, you know, law of averages. How he only got 2 touchdowns last year, I feel like that number is going to go significantly up next season. And here's another extension. Pete Carroll talking on his former quarterback, Geno Smith, getting a 2-year extension in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that for the organization and for my own, you know, want to win and all that. He can win, and he's a good player. He really cares. He's so competitive. I know him so well and really love the kid, you know. And we went through, you know, you have a guy stay with you for 4 years not playing, and he wants to play in the worst way, and it burns in his heart, but he hung with us, you know. And, finally all the things happened so that he got the start, and he's done great.
Geno Smith signing a 2-year, $85.5 million extension. The guaranteed money is $66 million, and he's with the Raiders through the 2027 season, at least contractually. They traded for him. They wanted to have him there. They want to tie him with Pete Carroll. I think the Raiders' whole mission here with Carroll and with Geno is to get back on track, is to bring whatever winning culture, and they did have a winning culture in Seattle, but whatever winning culture you had there, can we try to get it here? They're not going to take a quarterback in this year's draft. Maybe they take one next year. Maybe they take one the year after that. By that time, we've seen teams sign quarterbacks and then be like, okay, we're gonna move on here. We've got a younger, possibly better guy that we want to move with. So, yeah, there's some guaranteed money. I don't think it's not backbreaking. This makes him the 17th highest average paid quarterback in football. If I were to say to you, where should Geno Smith be ranked financially among quarterbacks, I think you would probably come up with 17th or one off below or above. So this is the move they wanted to make. It's appropriate to then give him the financial safety for a few years. So I've got no issue with that. Again, I don't think the Raiders are going to be good. Maybe there's a scenario they make the playoffs, but they're going to be better and they're going to stabilize and they're going to get this franchise on the right track, which is what they need to do.
And finally, regarding free agency, you just heard it from Marco's updates. Big Ben, a.k.a. Ben Roethlisberger, he talked about whether or not Aaron Rodgers should go to the Steelers or not, and he thinks he's holding out for something else.
But I think Aaron secretly, again, just my opinion, I think Aaron is secretly still holding out for Minnesota, which is why he hasn't signed with the Steelers. Why else would why else would you go throw with DK and be working out and put it out, blast to everybody that I'm throwing to these guys, but you won't sign? So I just think he's holding out for Minnesota.
There is the potential that Aaron Rodgers would rather play with Minnesota than with Pittsburgh. But then why hasn't Minnesota... What is Minnesota waiting for? Are they waiting for a diagnosis on J.J. McCarthy if he's going to be ready week one? If he's not going to be ready week one, when's he going to be ready? Week four? Week five? I believe if Minnesota wanted wanted Aaron Rodgers, they would have Aaron Rodgers. They're not waiting for Rodgers just to see if 3 or 4 weeks can be covered by Aaron Rodgers. If that was the case, they would have given more of an effort to Daniel Jones and brought him back. He was there. Or even given the franchise tag to Sam Darnold. It just feels like with what the Vikings have done, I'm basing this off of their actions, that they're good with J.J. McCarthy and they feel ready to go with J.J. McCarthy. I think, and people keep missing this, I don't know why people are missing this, Aaron Rodgers isn't in a hurry to sign with a team because he's not in a hurry. If he signs with a team in March, what are the things he can do? See a team draft a quarterback and feel stupid. So if the Steelers trap Jackson Dart, perhaps, that would be bothersome. Then he'd have to go and get in the playbook right away, go to the opening press conference, really got to get assimilated into the facility and with the team, go to minicamp, do all that stuff. The later he joins a team, the better. The less off-season nonsense he has to do, and the more leverage he can have to play Aaron's game more than play, let's say, Mike Tomlin's game. I feel like that's crystal clear. Even Ben Roethlisberger not picking up on that for whatever reason. The Bartometer, best quarterback acquisition since 2020. Spoiler alert, Rodgers to the Jets is not on it, but the list is coming up next.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.